I've come to the conclusion that I'm a knife snob and cutting board elitist. It's not a total surprise. I often chide my husband for using a small paring knife to chop vegetables on one of those awful, slippery, flexible cutting boards. And in my recent travels to the homes of friends and family, I find myself vowing that next time I'll check a bag just so that I might pack my beloved chef's knife and bamboo cutting board. Being a cooking instructor and author, the pressure is high to prepare a meal for others in their own kitchens. But I'm always aghast at how unequipped many are in these two essential items. Style and design often override function and safety, and I've struggled to julienne peppers on cute but inappropriately small pig-shaped cutting boards and dice onions on Monet-patterned glass ones, which destroy the already mediocre knife that becomes increasingly dull and dangerous with each chop. Being vegan has many benefits, not the least of which is the need for just one good knife and one good cutting board. No need to devein a shrimp, disjoint a chicken, fillet a fish, carve a turkey, or debone butterfly or cleave anyone. None of those specialty knives are necessary. Similarly, though some experts recommend plastic cutting boards and separating those used for raw meats from those used for vegetables, these are unnecessary precautions in a vegan kitchen. The worst thing you might find is aphids in your kale and a boar worm in your corn. When we stock our kitchens with the proper tools, we're more inclined to cook and cook healthfully and safely. Once armed, you will relish the joy that comes from mincing garlic, dicing tomatoes, and slicing mushrooms, and you too will find yourself wishing the airlines didn't restrict us from bringing 8-inch blades in our carry-on luggage. Okay, maybe that's a good rule to have, but if kitchens from coast to coast were properly stocked, this would be a fantasy I could live without. With a perspective, this is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.